Hello and welcome to the second bless habit or practice, which is to listen. After learning to begin with prayer, there's something else which is so important in blessing people before we spring into action, and that is to learn to listen to people and to places. Now, we all know that bad listening is something we do from time to time, or maybe it's a really bad habit we have. Here are some of the things we might do which are bad listening practices. Firstly, how about not listening but waiting to speak? Dave Ferguson in the Bless book says that the opposite of listening is not speaking but waiting to speak. In other words, we just use other people's conversation as a trigger for remembering and telling stories of our own. I call it conversation tennis. And if we do that rather than listening properly, it means we go away knowing each other no better than we did before we started. Secondly, how about jumping in with our own opinions and the points we want to make, rather than processing and reflecting on what others have said? It means we don't learn from other people, there's lots of ego involved, but very little progress usually, and often the loudest voice wins rather than the best idea. A third practice of bad listening is trying to fix other people's problems rather than just offer them support and empathy, which is quite often what people really want from us. Fourthly, sometimes we can assume that we know what people need rather than asking them, and then we can't really bless or help them in the way that they really need. And finally, sometimes we listen to the words and we take them at face value rather than listening with our eyes and with our heart as well. We need to always be asking ourselves what lies beneath the surface of what somebody is saying. So that's bad listening, and we know we're all guilty of it sometimes. But what can we say about good listening? Well, good listening is a gift. We're in a very noisy world, and listening in itself is a way of blessing people. Loneliness is one of the biggest problems we face in the real world, as it were, and on the online world, being misunderstood and misrepresented is one of the biggest problems there is. But listening is the giving of some wonderful gifts, the gifts of attention and time. I'm sure you've experienced the difference that it makes when somebody really listens to you. I was once at a youth workers' conference, lots of trendy people, lots of people catching up with their friends, sharing all the brilliant work they were doing, lots of socialising and fun. But I felt quite left out until I had a conversation with an extraordinary listener. I can't remember what he said or what I said, but I just remember him giving me his whole attention, asking questions which showed he'd listened to what I'd said and was interested in knowing more, and it made a difference. It was a wonderful gift. Listening in a good way is also a way of loving people. Listening to people, getting to know them, makes people feel loved. Because what we're saying is that they are worth listening to and getting to know. And two things which will really help us to listen lovingly are to look behind the words to the emotions beneath, and also to be vulnerable and share our own difficult experiences or failures or doubts or questions. It makes it a lot easier for other people to share their own. I remember the first weekend I had away without my young children was a ladies' weekend at Beck. And in the few quiet hours, God really spoke to me about things that were going on in my life, things which could be better and which I was concerned about. And I wrote it up and shared it in one of the meetings. And it released other people to share their own issues and struggles and to be ministered to. So sharing your own vulnerabilities is a way of listening well. And thirdly, listening helps you to learn. It helps you to learn what someone is like by finding out what has shaped them, their history. You can learn what motivates them, the things that they enjoy or that they hate, and how they're getting on with the situations in their life. It's too easy just to make assumptions about people. Often it's just laziness, isn't it? and it leads to us getting people wrong. By asking the right questions, we can learn how they can be blessed and what they really need. And finally, something you may not have thought about is that we can listen not just to people, but about places. Just as we listen to a person's words to understand their heart, so we can listen to the heartbeat of a community, the spaces in which we work, live and play. By paying attention to the challenges and difficulties in a community, its economics and its power structures, as well as the dominant beliefs, aspirations and values of its people, we can learn to understand it and bring blessing. So there we go. Let's practice good listening in order to bless others.